Our guest at the cafe this morning is Hunt County Historical Commission Chairman Carol Taylor. Carol, good morning.
Good morning.
Carol wrote a thing on her blog recently, and I don't know if this has been on the Herald Banner or not, and a lot of what she writes does turn up in the weekend Herald Banner. But this was on, the title is just simply Raising Livestock, Carol. Mm-hmm. And maybe it might be surprising to a lot of people that in the very early days of this area, Hunt County in particular, but a lot of Northeast Texas, that farming was not so much the main thing, and in particular the raising of cotton for right. the settlers, but raising livestock.
Yes. And people will argue with me over, oh, that's not right. Well, it is.
Yeah. Because the circumstances really just weren't right for
right.
for farming, and in particular for raising cotton. If you go back as far as the 1830s, 1840s.
Right. And there were people who were coming into this area that early. Mostly, they were men who had been Indian fighters.
Mm.
And one of the largest landowners here in Hunt County was Lindley Johnson. And he had gotten all of his land by... Because they paid him in land when he was fighting the Indians.
Huh.
He just raised cattle.
But and right. these, so if these guys were Indian fighters, they were not particularly oriented or inclined toward farming in the first place, were they?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Cattle was much more their and horses much more their territory.
They really did do the. They just brought their cows here, cattle, some hogs, horses, and they just let them run out on the prairies.
And this region was particularly well suited, especially then, for raising livestock.
Right. Interesting thing I had about a year ago, I was doing some research and using 1870 census,
mm-hmm.
right after the Civil War,
mm-hmm.
and I could find many young men, well, I would say 10 or 12, who were listed their occupation as horse traders. And these are kids that are 18 and 19,
mm-hmm.
and I got to thinking, they're raising horses because the shortage, one of the major shortages in the Civil War was horses.
Well, they used a lot of them, and a lot of them were killed, just like people were killed, too.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And so there was always the hope, for several years, always the hope that the Civil War would start again. And these young men were breeding horses.
I see. You make the point that sheep were raised very much so in Hunt County. In fact, maybe at one point more than horses and cattle.
Yes. And I didn't know that till Jim Conrad told me that. But I do know that you can raise horses, cattle, and sheep on the same plot of land, same pasture.
Well, I tell you, according to the old Western movies and TV shows, a lot of cattlemen didn't believe that back then, did they? And
they didn't.
There was a lot of conflict between cattle raisers and sheep raisers.
Well, and they didn't take the time to look to see which one had the most grass. And the livestock that took the most grass were the horses.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. But so was there much conflict between sheep?
I haven't found much, but there's not a whole lot of documentation of that time period.
Sure, sure. And the stockmen, the people that were raising livestock, would mm-hmm. It was interesting. You said they typically would drive them not to Kansas, which we think of, but where?
To Louisiana.
Yeah.
I mean, and there's a. They crossed the Sabine River down at, one of those towns down there, bigger towns down right on the coast, right on the river, mm-hmm. just on the coast.
Well, Beaumont, of course, but I don't...
Beaumont, yep, that's it.
Okay.
And they would drive them there, and then once they got into Louisiana, once you cross over into Louisiana there, you get really rough terrain. And it was lots more water than we have up here.
Right.
But they made it all the way to New Orleans. Part of the way, they had to put their cattle on a boat.
Mm-hmm.
But it was very interesting.
But it wasn't until the 1880s, that the railroads came in then and also barbed wire to fence off property, and that's
right.
when cotton, really not until the 1880s after the Civil War,
right.
cotton became more predominant.
But there are people around here who don't believe that.
Well, that's why we have a historical association, historical commission, and why we have Carol Taylor to do the research and to set us straight. Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone line this morning.
Well, thank you.
Carol Taylor is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.